Hey, good morning. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Storytellers Edition here, the Crude Live, live from the Little Missouri Inn and Suites. We are joined with Haley Carnes and Lily Olson. They are Watford City alumnus on their way right now. Actually, they've spent 1 year in college already, so we should probably find out what they're studying and what they're going into. So, Lily, how are you doing?
Good. I go to NDSU. Okay. And I am going for social work, but at NDSU they actually don't have like social work. They have like it's kind of like a co-op, so they do through Minot. So I'm actually doing human development and family science at NDSU and then social work at Minot, but at the same time.
Okay.
Yep.
So you're going to how many colleges?
Two.
Okay. All right. That's good. See, they breed them different here in Watford City, so you graduated last year? Was it were you part of the COVID class or pre-COVID class? Did you guys have a graduation?
Yeah, we did. Kinda, yeah.
Okay, well, we mean kinda. I mean, I kinda did too, but there was like 4,000 people there.
Yeah, we got five people from our family.
Oh, you got to pick?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, that's power.
Special five.
Did you guys have like family meetings about it and discussions, or did they just leave it up to you?
I kind of just left it up to me. I have a really big family, so I just left the little ones at home.
Okay. How about you?
I have kind of a big family too, but like my family, I'm from Vegas originally, so my older brother actually still lives there, so I brought my grandparents instead of him.
Right. Okay. All right. So when did you move from Vegas?
In seventh grade.
Okay. So you grew up in it here and part of the transition for a while. I mean, in formative years at least. Okay.
Yeah.
And where are you going to school? By the way, this is Haley Carnes talking.
I'm going to Williston State.
Oh, so you're just right up the road.
Yeah.
Okay. And what are you going into there?
I'm going into nursing. Okay. So with Williston, it's like a free 2 years if you graduated from Watford. And because the nursing program is 3 years, you actually get three free years. So I'm full ride pretty much.
Yeah, I was talking with a gentleman this week about that, how, you know, ideas on how to let more people know about this, basically free tuition if you're from North Dakota. Mm-hmm. And it even can even expand beyond that if there's nobody claiming these available scholarships that are just sitting there waiting for North Dakota residents. And they start with a geographical area around Watford City. I'm sorry, around Williston, but Watford City, I even think Dickinson is in that. How did you find out about that? Because honestly, I did not even know about that. And I went to NDSU, okay, back in the day when Key Club was a thing and people had club sports. Now they're called other things. How did you find out about it?
I found out because, so my dad was actually raised in Williston. So he had kind of like been talking to me about it since we moved here. He was like, just so you know, Williston has free tuition.
You had an insider.
And I was kind of like, I'm not going there. And then I eventually, when I got older, I was like, okay, free tuition. I have to go to school for a while. Why not just take the two free years?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. How about NDSU? What made you go over to the east side? Because really, they didn't even have your major there.
Yeah, no,
so you went all for the school.
Yeah, and actually,
did you lose a bet? No, I'm just kidding.
I don't even like, it's kind of mean. I don't really like NDSU or the Bison. I never was like a big fan of all that. I'm more of a Fighting Sioux kind of person myself.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Big hockey family.
That's University of North Dakota.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So my parents were kind of mad when they're like, why are you going to Fargo? I'm like, but my friends are going there, and I wanted to go to a bigger place. And, mm-hmm. like, I really like going there when we'd visit and stuff, so I just kind of chose it.
Was there any reason you stayed in the state versus, like, a Laramie, Wyoming? Because I imagine they're kind of, you know, I mean, driving distance. Bozeman, Montana. I mean,
yeah,
you know, Division
One, like,
is what
Bozeman
I'm saying.
Bozeman was my dream school, and I have family down there, so we go there once a year, and I really, really like it there. But tuition is pretty expensive out of state, and I didn't really want to do that. I could switch, like, do residency after a year or whatever, but I just am better to stay in state. And mm-hmm. then after, I can see myself maybe moving or staying here. I want to be by the mountains, so.
You don't want to be by the mountains?
I do.
Oh, you do? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's my thing. Is I was in Joseph, Utah, which is just west of Grand Junction,
mm-hmm.
Colorado. So it's like you're up in one of the highest cities in that area, right? And there's a population, 130 people. They got the one gas station. That's also the convenience store. And they've got a row of you know, some kind of overalls and a few other things. So it's also where you get your clothes, and they got a crock pot for lunches. And then they're Mormon there, so they don't really have a coffee station except for a Mr. Coffee in the back corner. But it was run by like a 28-year-old girl, and I thought, boy, on her smoke breaks or coffee breaks or whatever they're called now, she gets that snow-capped mountain to look at.
I know.
Over in Fargo, we get nothing.
The grass.
Buildings. Yeah. Grass, you know. Mm-hmm. It's so flat there, and there's, you know, wheat if you're lucky, that type of thing. And
yeah.
Which, when you travel out west, is really, you appreciate how much the geography can add to your lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. So that was something you brought up. So mm-hmm. Sorry, that speaks to me as well. So. You guys were part of the transition, weren't you, into high schools as far as when it's being built?
Yeah.
How was that, by the way? Because that was a couple tough years, wasn't it, as far as the construction and you know, all, yeah, a lot of activity.
We were pretty young. I think in sixth grade, so I don't know if you were here yet.
No.
We got moved up to the intermediate school now, but we got moved up to the high school with all the high schoolers, so we're just little sixth graders.
Wow.
Up there. Yeah, and it was packed. Like, I had older cousins and stuff that were in there, and they had to, like, carry their backpacks because there wasn't even enough lockers, like, and that's like a big no-no here, like, don't carry around your backpack.
Mm-hmm.
So they let that one fly, but it was kind of crazy, so I kind of was used to it since like sixth grade, and then we just ended up staying there until we went to the high school in eighth grade, I think.
No, that was our freshman year. We were halfway through freshman year.
Oh, okay. Halfway through freshman year, we got up to the high school. So, okay. Yeah,
I just remember some of the stories about, you know, kids were in half of a school that was being built using outhouses, and you know, there's all kinds of weather issues and wind, and I'm like, boy, that's roughing it, you know. That's really roughing it. Boy, camping sounds like an upgrade at this point.
The elementary school was kind of like that too. The kids that were down there, it was pretty packed, so they had like trailers mm-hmm. down there, and I remember having music class in a trailer, and we had to walk outside and wait in the cold because it's never warm here.
So when you look at what has been done, what do you think? I mean, the Rough Rider Center, the school, I mean, can you believe these buildings and the changes that have happened over the last 10 years?
Yeah, it's crazy. I remember my dad told me, like, the high school, the intermediate school, was like the coolest thing ever when it was built long, long ago. And then, like, now we have like the high school and the Rough Rider. I'm like, yeah, take this. That's like so much better, and honestly nicest probably in the state.
It is. I think so, too. I mean, I call it the Ralph Engelstad Arena of the West, because if you're in high school, why would you not want to play there? It's just like, if you're in hockey anywhere, why would you not want to play in the Ralph Engelstad Arena? Because it's just absolutely, it's top of the line.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just hard to argue against that. But so talk to me about what you guys have going on then. What are you guys looking to do for careers then, as far as social work? How do you look at, you know, where do you see yourself 5 years? What would a job be for you?
I think right now I just actually had a meeting with some of the social workers here in Watford just to kind of talk about, like, what they can do as, like, internships and, like, kind of get me a feel for that, because I just know that I like people and I like kids and I want to do something and, like, help, but I don't really know, like, which part I want to be in, and I think I'm still kind of figuring that out. I think right now I kind of would like to work in a school as a social worker, to maybe start out and then eventually grow after that. I know I want to get my master's, so some more school.
I think mental health is probably picking up quite a bit, to where it's going to be just prime for you to step into a school role and help kids out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, growing up in these types of environment, it's a lot of it's normal to you.
Yeah.
But most kids wouldn't be able to handle it. You know, they don't know how to handle it.
Yeah.
And because mental health is subjective, you know, for what's one person's fear is another person's excitement, you know, roller coasters is the example there, type of a thing. But I see where the mental health and some of the social work is going to be a big part of the high schools going forward. I really believe that.
Mm-hmm.
I have in my notes DECA.
Yeah.
So DECA's around, but Key Club's gone, huh? I was in DECA too, so I thought DECA would go first, but you were involved with DECA?
Yes.
What's that all about with you? I mean, that's great. I love it.
So
we ran a store.
When I was in high school, I pretty much... So I think it was our sophomore year. Was that when Mr. Brooks was there?
Mm-hmm.
Our sophomore year, DECA was introduced. And I remember thinking, like, this is stupid. I'm not joining this. And then I was in one of his classes, and he was like, just give it a shot. And I was like, I really don't want to. But he, like, convinced me, and he's like, well, I already signed you up. It's like, okay, great. And
I had a track coach like that. I'm just going to sign you up. Don't worry about it. Okay, thanks.
And it ended up being a lot of fun. We got to go to Nationals that year.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And we just went for, like, me and another girl went for the conferences, not actually, like, to compete. But we got to, like, meet a lot of new people. And I was like, okay, this is fun. I'm going to do it again next year. And it got taken over by somebody totally new all 3 years that I was in it. And the next year I ended up actually becoming the president of it and carried that through my senior year.
And I think this is another great example of where this, in earlier interview we talked to the principals about how having the Rough Rider Center in the high school attached like that creates so many more opportunities for high school students that they may not even understand or see, or until you're at the administrator level and you were somewhere else. Mm-hmm. I see the Iron Giraffe Challenge. Was that in the Rough Rider Center?
Yes.
Okay, so there's an example of DECA being able to just, you know, work with the Rough Rider Center, probably a lot easier than driving a half hour across town. Like, you're in Fargo. Imagine being at NDSU, and then you got to drive all the way down to Quartz Plus, which is a 25-minute drive, and then you got to drive back. And versus just walking down the hall and having a meeting type of a thing. Talk to me about your experience about involving working with the Rough Rider Center. Because you were a part of that, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, explain this to me. So, Iron Giraffe Challenge. Start with the name.
So Iron Giraffe Challenge is actually, it's a book called A Walk to Remember. And I believe that's what it's called. I didn't actually read it. A Walk to Water might be what it's called.
Oh, Water for South Sudan. Is that the one?
Yes.
Okay. A Walk to Remember.
Really, I was like, that's what it was off of. I love that movie.
I'm going to show you how old I am again. I believe Walk to Remember is by Mandy Moore. Movie. Okay.
Yeah. I just had a moment.
Oh, like, so I'm young again. I know who it is. All right.
Where I was like, I don't remember the name of the book.
It was quite a while ago.
So the book is called Water for South Sudan, and the challenge is called the Iron Giraffe Challenge. So what is the Iron Giraffe Challenge?
So pretty much the person who wrote the book does a challenge every year where seventh graders can read the book and then compete to win money or to raise money. And whoever raises the most money, he comes and talks to the class. And then the second place, I think they get a video. I'm not quite sure. But the seventh, I was a TA. And the teacher just kind of looked at me and was like, hey, we're going to do this. Can you help us set it up through DECA? And I was like, sure, of course. And then we were setting it up. And I kind of made the seventh graders do most of it because I was like, I'm not going to be here next year, and you guys kind of got to know how to do this. And then that way, you'll join DECA when I'm gone.
You know what that is? An instinctive legacy plan. Look at you. Succession plan. That's what it's called. Succession planning. Go ahead.
And so when we went to the Rough Rider, it was kind of like at first they're like, can you just talk? And I'm like, I can kind of start you, but you're going to have to ask to use it and find out how much we're going to have to pay. And all this kind of stuff, and they actually like did really well, and they looked at me after and they're like, that was terrible. I'm like, I got a text already that you got it. Like, I know that you have the Rough Rider. And so they pretty much just told me what they wanted to do, and I kind of helped them organize it. And then that day I actually pulled all of them out of class. Probably not the best idea.
Well, I'm sure they loved it.
They loved me.
Yeah. And who doesn't like having a field trip? Yeah, unexpected. Like, that's not to the doctor.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not going to work.
Go to the doctor than school. Anyway, what?
I messaged my boss. I was like, like 2 days before, I was like, can I like take off early this day? And they're like, yeah, why? And I told him, and he's like, okay, as long as it's for school. And then we went in, set everything up. And it looked really cool. Like, it was like a carnival setting. So we had a bunch of games, and they had like prizes. Like, we did a cakewalk and stuff like that. And they really enjoyed it. And they told me they wanted to do it again. But I was like, okay, now you have everything written down. You can figure out how you're going to do it again.
That's great. And how did it go? I mean,
it went really well. I don't know what place they took because COVID hit like a week after.
Okay.
But They did really well. They raised quite a lot of money.
Okay, money was raised. Mm-hmm. The event turned out, you know, successful. And the COVID, that's, you know,
yeah.
Can't really judge anything in that whole thing. No. And to me, as if it did it happen, yeah, well, you won. Yeah. I mean, so many people canceled things.
Yeah.
So by just following through and doing it, to me, that's a victory. You know, beyond that, I'm not sure. You know, expectations vary after that, I guess. But so what's next for you guys then? Are you guys heading back to Fargo and Williston? Or do you guys come back often? Or are you back for Ribfest? Or what's going on?
I was back for the summer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I worked here. And then I'm leaving actually on Sunday.
So in a couple days, tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow. Back to Fargo, and then...
Are you working in Fargo?
I don't have a job yet. I got to find one first.
Go down to the Beer and Fish if you want a job. Tell Bert Jason sent you. He'll hire you.
All right, I'll do that.
Okay. Can you host us?
Yeah, I can.
Then definitely. If you can wait tables, he'll even hire you.
Never done it, but I can do it.
You got to start somewhere. Slinging fish and chips is not a bad way to do it. Best seafood in town, by the way. How about you? What do you got next? Are you going to drive up to Williston tomorrow? Or?
Yep, I'm actually leaving tomorrow. I have RE training all next week.
Now, are you in town for Ribfest or are you in town for the summer?
I was in town for the summer.
Okay, all right. Is that for to come back and see your friends and family and that sort of thing? Or
Kind of. I feel like it's pretty half and half. A lot of my friends that I know and like older friends, they stay mm-hmm. or they go back home. I think it just kind of depends. Some people kind of like their jobs here and they like maybe just coming back, staying with their parents, and then going again.
Well,
maybe
it just kind of
depends.
You're at that age where you just might stay because you know, your job carries you through and that sort of thing. You have an apartment and you're not in the dorm anymore.
Yeah.
You know that. I don't know if you're in the dorms, but that's how the traditional things work. I would think just coming back to again look at the mountains and look at the Badlands would be better than looking at the Red River, which you can. The Red River is so. Here's what's so interesting about the Red River. It's actually one of the cleanest rivers in the United States. Okay, as far as the purity, the selenic or whatever, whatever I pronounce it, is one of the highest, the best in the United States. But because of the clay, it's so mucky that even the fish can't even get full color because they can't get the proper pigmentation. So it just looks murky and mucky, and there's so many cars dumped in there anyways. But so you can't even swim in it. So I just always feel bad because you got this great river and you can't even use it in Fargo.
But, I don't even think I've been there.
No, well, why would you?
Yeah.
I mean, they try to sell it all the time, but not many people go. Well, I mean, you hit a car, you know, you're trying to paddleboard and some car sticking out of there or whatever. Well, kind of wrapping up here, what kind of advice do you guys have for, let's talk to the parents or students that are moving here or have moved here recently. You know, you came from California during...
From
Vegas, I'm sorry. The former guest was California. From Vegas. You're a stone's throw away. You're not that far. 5 hours from L.A. I've taken that drive many times. Spent a week there one night. So anyway, what advice do you have for like transplants coming in here? Because that's scary.
So I'm actually a military brat. So my dad was raised in Williston.
So you could actually probably do a circuit on transplanting around if you moved around like that.
And so I got to visit here a lot, so I kind of knew some people. Like, my cousins are from here, so I actually met Lily before I moved here. And so I guess when I got here, it was kind of like I was quite shy. Mm-hmm. I didn't really want to talk to anybody. But it was kind of because everybody had, like, their groups already. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of like, okay, I don't have any friends. But then once, like, I got to know people, it was kind of a lot more open and welcoming. So just be yourself. Let people get to know the real you, because if you start out acting different, nobody's going to really trust you.
Okay. Now, did you get how long did it take for you to get involved in something?
I got involved in volleyball my first year here, and then I became a cheerleader the second.
Now, volleyball, was that fall or winter?
Fall.
So right away, you got involved. Okay, and it's still had a little bit of a growing pain. So, and you knew people ahead of time, so that's... Yeah. But at the end, it's better, isn't it? You know?
Yeah.
It's kind of like the building of the schools and some of the infrastructure around here. little bit of growing pain, but when you see what blossoms in the end, it's just like you can't even realize that there was even a growing pain at all.
Yeah.
You know, type of a thing. Well, maybe some of the people that use the outhouse, but how about you? Any advice for students or kids or parents moving here or anything like that?
Yeah, so I've lived here my whole life, so I guess I kind of am the other side from Haley, but get involved. You can see kids that are new and then they get involved in like student council. Student council is a really good one because then it kind of branches off to all the other ones like the ambassadors and DECA and like pep club and a whole bunch of stuff.
Like a pep club but not a key club? All right.
No okay. key club, but. And just getting involved, even sports, like you make a lot of friends in sports. Just even if it's just for that season or like even just the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
And usually you kind of continue to keep going on, like, oh, that's my friend group, so I'm going to... And maybe you don't want to play basketball, you want to stat. Or you don't want to be in ambassadors, so you want to just be in student council or the pep club. Like, just getting involved and picking what you're interested in and liking to do. And then for parents, make sure that you make your kids get involved. Maybe not force them, but really, like, I don't know what's the word, like...
Encourage
them to go out, go to games, go downtown Main Street. I mean, we don't have that many things to do, but
I was going to mention that going to the farmer's market, for example, I noticed because then the parents go and do their things. The kids are in their groups playing and meeting new people and having fun. And that's important for the kids to have that intermingling outside of school.
Yeah.
So then they can see, oh, okay, well, I saw them around school, and then they start talking, and pretty soon in school they're friends now.
Yep.
You know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
So that's an important part is the parents got to get involved too.
Yeah, not just the kids.
And not just having the kids get involved, but also having the parents actually participate in stuff.
Yeah, because in a small town, I feel like a lot of things that we do, the parents are like the heads. It's like these like group of moms that are just like, head on everything.
Like, let's do this.
Yeah. Like, last year, I guess I didn't go to prom because I graduated, but they didn't have a prom, so the moms took it over and made this big old prom at the Rough Rider, like, outside of the school, and, like, that was kind of incredible. Like, all the cool stuff that they had, like, that was probably the coolest looking prom ever.
Yeah.
Honestly. They had goldfish as their centerpiece decor.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Goldfish.
Goldfish.
Some Logan sent me a video of it, and I was just like, we got a circus theme.
Yeah.
It was a circus theme?
Oh, ours was, yeah.
And then our senior year, the theme was great, and we're just like, COVID.
Yeah.
The week of.
Yeah.
Wow. It was a Rough Rider Center for the prom or the school?
The Rough Rider Center.
Oh, so
they had
the
it in the Rough Rider.
Yeah. So it was like outside of the school, so.
So they didn't have to wear like masks or anything because a lot of the kids didn't want to.
Yeah.
America, all right. America. Yeah, well, that's you know, private industry took it over there. You know?
Yeah.
Look at that. Where'd I got my edumacation? Wow, that was terrible.
I mean, I don't blame them, honestly. Like, imagine dancing. You're already in, like, kind of warm clothes. No. And then you just got a mask on.
Well, it'd be hard. I mean, even playing, you know, playing sports like volleyball, for
even
example.
Even walking to class. No, thanks.
Just it's a new world and you know, that type of thing. And like it or lump it, it's just what's happening. And it's, you know, the way it is. And you try to make the best of it, you know, that type of thing. And I'm not a big fan of, you know, wearing masks while I'm playing basketball. I mean, that's just that to me that I'd just rather not play. Mm-hmm. But I'm old. So that's difference there. But well, thank you guys for coming by today.
Yeah,
thank you.
Appreciate it. Any final words? Anything you want?
Roll herd.